Thanks. I had no idea how I was going to start or what I was going to talk about. So what I decided to do was make what I would talk about be the most recent thing that happened in relation to Fritz, whatever that turned out to be. And so I got an email a few hours ago from a lady named Sean Botsford, whom from Australia. And we did a deal in Australia. Some guys showed up and said, the classic sales line, it's a $10 million deal. All we've got to do is show up. And in this particular instance, it actually turned out to be true. And we went out and we formed a company in Australia, and we hired the guy that came out to Santa Monica and wouldn't leave till we went out and visited him. His name was Mark Botsford, and his wife was Sean, or is Sean. And so she sent me a note just saying how sad she was to hear of, you know, Fritz's passing and so forth. And these guys in Australia were so good at what we did that we brought them over to LA so we could find out how did they get to be so good so fast at what they were doing. And also Mark was a great bass player, and that was a good thing. But what Sean told me was that their first year here, on Christmas Day, Fritz showed up at their house, and, you know, Fritz, obviously, he was Jewish and not particularly religious. Fritz showed up at their house with gifts for each of them and for each of the children. And there's just something about how Fritz was paying attention that is completely evident in that just little message that I got, and how she wanted to remember him. And I got a call from him about 6 months ago where he said to me, hey, I want you to buy me a sauna. And I said, well, really, how did I deserve that honor, you know? And he said, well, I've been buying you birthday presents for 20 years and sending you a card, and you haven't sent me Jack. And now I want a sauna. And, you know, there's a lot of people I've just discovered that he was sending little gifts to and presents to, and like these folks that he showed up for when the rest of us were all doing our thing and, you know, not even thinking about this family that we'd brought over from Australia. And Fritz was the one that just, he was the guy that was there. And Fritz had really a considerable bite. He single-handedly took on the state of Washington when they basically, through malfeasance and corruption, awarded a contract to a competitor. And it was true that there was malfeasance. And we just walked away. At least I did, and I thought we did. But in his spare time, which would be like from midnight till 5 in the morning, he learned more about the procurement law in Washington than anybody in the state. After a year, he got the state of Washington Department of Corrections to file under the Federal Whistleblower Act and join his case against the state of Washington. He then got the guy that wrote the actual appeal procedure for procurements in the state of Washington to do the same thing. After 3 years, he wound up taking down the ethics committee of the state of Washington. We spent $12,000 on attorneys because we wanted to make sure this wasn't going to boomerang and they could, you know, they couldn't come after us, you know. But he took them down. I mean, who takes on a state single-handed? Fritz. And he just chewed the leg off of these people. So, as Fritz actually lived with a couple of pit bulls. I have a pit bull, and I described to him this sweet-natured creature that, you know, that we have. I said, she's a cream puff. And he said, yeah, with bite. And Fritz had bite, but what I saw with Fritz over the 20 years I knew him was just how there was an inexorable process of kindness that really drove his life. And he was very, very bright and very alert. And Fritz was paying attention to many of the things that we weren't. And each step that he took in kindness was a step toward home. And I think it's, you know, that's the direction home for all of us. And that really for me is the great gift that I've experienced with knowing and seeing Fritz, this, the fun and the weirdness, as Alan puts it, the ocean is deep. And the kind of truly eccentric and funny guy. But I wanted to just see what would present itself, and that's what I talk about. And it was the note from Sean and the extraordinary just awareness of the opportunity to be generous that he showed here and that he showed me, and I'm sure many of us and many of the people who actually couldn't be here. So I'd like to just recognize that and thank you all for the opportunity to share it with you. Thanks.